Hi, Sean, here's at the Ag Center, giving you some thoughts as we kind of wind down the season here in the Central Valley, California. A lot of folks concerned about crop mix next year and trying to find a crop that actually makes money. I think if you look across the board this year, most crops didn't really do that. Even though on the tomato side, for example, we had a huge bumper crop, the overage was so across the board, the processors came back and gave you, you know, 1/5 of the price and didn't pay to, barely paid to pick it up. You get $3.50 net per ton in the field. You know, alfalfa, kind of making break-even money. Corn, slight loss to positive. Other types of hay, loss. And so when you look across the board and you look at all this ground coming out of production, you look at the wine grape market where they're probably not going to even harvest 100,000 tons this year of production. They're just going to let it be in the field and kind of dry and fall off. And there's a few, very, very few bright spots. Almonds kind of picking up, but you can't jump into that market as a row crop guy unless you've already got the trees and they're developed. It takes 5 years to kind of get there. Citrus, still doing well. Again, you need a developed orchard with good water and a processor willing to take on those fruit. And so when we're looking at these crop mixes on just the row crop side, a lot of these issues come up and we're thinking about things. And one of the things I'm looking about, and I'm trying to talk to you guys about thought process wise, is the fact that when I'm looking at, say, again, for tomatoes, you know, a tomato crop per acre costs about pretty close to $5,000 per acre to grow now. When you throw everything into it, you know, cost of production, your overhead, rent, water, kind of across the board. 5-6 years ago, $3,000 an acre. So it's brought that break-even point up pretty tall, damn near to 50 tons per acre in a lot of cases, when the county average is running about 47 tons. So my risk is pretty high to make a profit on that crop, especially if they give me a contract at 55 ton or 56 tons, right? I've got a very little room to make profit on that. And it takes $1,000 of working capital with my bank to support that crop. You know, 20% of the $5,000 cost, I need to have $1,000 tucked away in cash and crop receivables to support the bank making that decision to give me the crop loan this year. Now flip over to corn. I can grow corn for $1,000 an acre on average. Again, all kinds of things remaining constant. But to support that corn crop, I only need 20%. And again, $200 versus $1,000 per acre to grow that corn crop. So theoretically, I can grow 5 times the amount of corn that I can with the tomatoes, and or back off the amount of corn, you know, tomato acres, and concentrate more on corn acres to reduce the amount of debt I need and therefore the working capital support I need with the bank. And that, I think, is going to push people around a little bit this year unknowingly as far as what they plant, especially given the fact that I only have to make maybe $100 per acre on corn, but I can do 5 times the amount of corn acres and make $500 for the same input cost, right, that I can for tomatoes, which maybe give me $200 or $300 per acre. So when you look at those things, that's what's kind of going through people's minds in these crop cost side. I think the other portion too that's going to really kind of affect long term is where these banks kind of react. You're going to see a lot more bankruptcies, I think, in the Midwest this year. Maybe some more out here in the West Coast as a surprise because of holdover costs from prior years that didn't really get caught up on, and the fact that the wine industry is going through such a doldrum. And it's down south from here, you've got the Sigma issue with white acres, which is just going to take ground out of production, period. And so that's going to cause financial stress. That means you're going to have a smarter plan going in. You're going to have to be able to talk to the banker about the risks involved, about the crop mix that you have. And I think that's going to make things a little more difficult this year, and you have to think through things a lot more deeply than you have had in prior years. So hopefully you guys find somebody that you can talk to about that, sit down, do the numbers, and have a good time planning for 2026. Thanks.